The documentary series Last Chance U has returned to Netflix for a fourth season. The Emmy-nominated show focuses on the cutthroat world of a junior college football team. Season 4 picks up where the last one left off, at Independence Community College in Kansas. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has been watching. Eric, it's good to have you back.
Good to be back.
And do you need to be a football fan to get something from this show?
I don't think so. What Last Chance U does very well is it shows how things actually get done at these junior colleges, where promising football players who got in trouble in big programs wind up enrolling at these junior colleges to get some playing time, to show that they've overcome whatever problems made them have to leave bigger colleges, and then they try to get back in the mix so that they can further their attempts to become professional athletes. And I will say one thing I think that's confusing about the show is there's not much narration telling you what's going on. So if you don't know football, sometimes it's hard to follow why a play is significant or what's happening during a game or something like that.
But as the name suggests, and as you imply, a lot of the players on this team see this football team as the last chance at a better life. Many of them are poor. Many of them have struggled at school. Let's listen to one of the players, Marquise King, here.
And it was like, either play football or get in trouble. Because where I'm from, it's like, it's a lot of people that shoot, kill, fight. I was doing things that I had no business doing to get what I wanted and to try to take care of my mama and my little sister. Like, I done been in shootouts, robbed people, I done been robbed, fights. I was in gangs. I mean, messed me up.
How do these players like Marquise King come across? Do their stories resonate?
Yeah, I think the filmmakers do a great job. Several of these kids that they profile are kids for whom sports is the best and last way out of desperate situations. Now, one thing that can trouble people about the series is that it's setting up the school as the salvation for them. The school is going to try and teach them how to be students, at least good enough students, so that they can transfer to a school with a more high-profile program. And the coaches often present themselves as people who can help develop these young men and help them get better. Their concern for the welfare and the education of the student often stops with how well they are performing on the field.
Let's talk about the coach then. Jason Brown, the coach of this team, has actually ended up being a pretty darn controversial figure on this show.
Yeah, this is the second program that they profiled in Last Chance U, and in both cases, the coach is a very controversial person. In this case, Jason Brown is someone who has a way of talking to his players that is very much a way a contemporary would talk to them.
So he's white, and he
curses at them. He uses the N-word. Even though he says he cares about their welfare, there's a lot of questions about whether or not that's true. Now, we have a clip that gives you a sample of how he presents himself to the world, which is different than some of the things that the cameras catch him doing, where he sort of talks about his approach and how he feels about himself. Let's check it out.
I'm not a rock star. I'm just a coach, man. It's all about getting the kids graduated, moved on, and become great people in society, and that's what I do.
But then when you see how he relates to the players during the show, you can see that maybe something different's going on. Here's another clip.
Everybody's watching you. Be on time. Go to class. Coaches, don't work yet. You guys handle your own grown man business. You either in or you out.
Wow, like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde there.
Well, what's good about the show is that it spends enough time with the program that you can see how the coach is his own worst enemy. He has a hard time even maintaining morale amongst his staff when the team starts to lose. And the team is good enough that they shouldn't be losing. And so you can tell as a viewer that one big problem they have is that the coach doesn't know how to motivate the team or his staff.
Finally, I want to ask you about something that Tyler Tynes has been writing about this week on the sports and culture website The Ringer. He's been writing about this show and that there is a common football narrative, and you hinted at this earlier, that black boys need the help of white coaches to overcome the struggles in their lives. And Tyler Tynes calls that poverty porn and a con. Do you think this show peddles in that?
I think what this show shows is that when these athletes wind up at this college, the coaches may say that they care about their education, but they actually don't do much to make sure they're getting educated. What happens is that there are teachers at the school who do form bonds with these men. Those people end up being the real heroes of Last Chance U, and it's a shame that the coaches aren't more involved. But by the end of, you know, Last Chance U, the coach has his own problems. Mm-hmm. And in real life, you know, we've seen reports that he's been indicted on several crimes that don't have anything to do with the football program.
All right, season 4, Last Chance U, out on Netflix. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thank you very much.
Thank you.